Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Slacker and Steve.
All right, which are we doing? Are we doing Lost or are we doing Found It? What are we doing?
Porque no los dos.
What?
Why not both?
Okay. So there's a couple stories out there in the news of people losing stuff and then other people obviously finding stuff. Somebody in Florida found teeth.
Like real human teeth?
It's like the whole upper denture, bro.
Oh, that's...
It wasn't just like teeth.
It was the whole...
It was like the whole... Like the
okay,
and the
so
whole,
that's expensive. I can see why we take the tongue.
If you saw these teeth...
You would say no.
I wouldn't pick them up. And if they were my teeth, I wouldn't come claim them.
They're not terrible.
Yes,
okay.
They
pick
are.
Them up.
They're donkey teeth.
No,
they're
fine.
They're like forward-facing weird teeth.
They are a little weird teeth.
Don't you think they're weird?
No, they're fine.
Where'd they get left behind?
So the thought is somebody was swimming and like... Took a wave, maybe, and their teeth came out. And then they just... Because I think there's like...
You think you'd notice when you were leaving.
I think they did. Have you ever...
They probably got wrecked underneath, yeah.
Yes.
And they popped out.
I got my phone, keys. Yep, we're all good. Nope, we're all good.
Have you ever been in the ocean and lost something?
No.
You're never going to find it.
Yeah, okay.
I walked into the ocean the very first time I ever got to go... And like had brand new Ray-Bans that I had just bought at Sunglass Hut.
Ooh.
And I like walked onto the coral and there was like this big piece. It was real slickery. And it was like, whoosh, legs went out from under me. Poof. And I'm like, well, it has to be right here. But the waves just kept crashing.
Yeah.
I never found them. I stayed there for like 3 hours. They were gone.
You didn't see a real cool looking dolphin in the distance later on? Like, hey, those are my Ray-Bans. I'll keep going. Until you laugh.
Keep going. What else would cool guy Ray-Ban Dolphin say?
Like I can't think of anything.
Well, what do we have here?
There we go. Check out my new Ray-Ban.
So nobody's claimed the teeth, by the way. But his name is Galicki, G-A-L-I-C-K-I. So if you are Galicki and you were in a Florida Inglewood beach... Your teeth are being held by some...
Just hose them off.
They looked hosed off. The picture
for
of them...
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they were in the ocean. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then somebody else lost an engagement ring down the toilet.
Okay, if it's a toilet one, just let it go.
No, rinse it off and you're good.
If it's a body, yeah.
If I'm saying it's okay for the teeth, I have to say it's okay for
yeah,
the ring.
Yeah, that just goes on your hand. Put it back in your mouth. You have, dude, there's people, when you lose, like, engagement rings, teeth are actually can be more than an engagement ring.
If they have gold in them and stuff?
No, it's just the price of, like, having them built and, like, custom.
Oh,
like,
offer a reward.
Mean,
give you a reward
yeah,
for these
no,
teeth.
Yeah, no, I mean, an engagement ring's like, who cares?
Yeah.
And just having teeth. If I lost my teeth, I'd probably lose my life as well. So it's more value than an engagement ring.
Oh, my God. All right, let's hear more of the dolphin. somebody flushed the ring. They tried removing the toilet from the flange, even rented a sewer inspection camera. They could not find it. Maintenance workers tried to find the ring. They flushed the sewer system all the way down to the main line. They used cameras. Their search was unsuccessful. And then it showed up 14 months later. Is that what it said?
14. Yep.
I don't like the idea of renting a sewer inspection camera. That means other people have
Dude, sewer inspection cameras, just it's not like you're going to, it doesn't go back and forth between being a sewer inspection camera and then being the ear, nose, and throat guy's camera. It's like, I get it this week. You rinse it off.
I want to clean. I don't want anyone else.
No, it's a sewer poop camera. Anyway, they found it in the neighborhood. They were doing routine maintenance in the neighborhood. And they found it. They found the ring. Didn't you, you have people, you're part of that club of like people who have the thing with the headphones and walk around on the beaches.
Metal detectors?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Nerd buckets.
When you live out on Cape Cod, Slacker, you have to blend into the locals, and a lot of the locals used to do the old yes, and they would find my buddy. He found so much buried stuff that at the end of the year, he went into the local Toyota dealership and bought a pickup truck with cash.
Wow.
From rings, coins, Krugerrand.
Yes, he found an old yearbook from like Harvard of 1908, and a couple of famous people were in that yearbook.
He found a yearbook with a metal detector, or he was dumpster diving?
He was doing that too.
Okay.
He had rented a sewer camera.
Oh, I rented a sewer camera. All right, so here's what we want. We want the weirdest thing you lost or the weirdest thing you found. We don't know whether to call it lost it or found it.
Yeah.
303-222-5423, or you can text in at 51059.
I was at a bar in college once, and I looked down and found like $200 cash.
Okay.
So I picked it up, and it was a great night. I was buying drinks for all my buddies and stuff. And at the time, like, to find that much money, it was unheard of. To have that kind of money to spend in the bar. Until later, I saw the drink girl who goes around serving the shots frantically searching.
No.
No.
You kept your mouth shut. You didn't say anything.
I'd already spent it.
True. What can you do now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
What?
Oh, I feel bad to this day.
No, you don't.
Well,
you enjoyed the shots too much.
What?
Whenever I find, because I have found like at least a dozen cell phones, and I return them all.
You do?
Yeah, but I always make sure that I take selfies first. So if I found your phone, check your camera.
Oh, no way.
Because you don't need the Face ID to just whip the camera out real fast.
Oh, that's cool.
Do you take naughty pictures or just...
No.
Just?
No. What? Bring back the dolphin. What kind of question is that?
No, because like people here used to steal my cell phone. And then like one time I was going through my cell phone.
Oh, no way.
Remember Matt, who used to work here?
Yes.
I was going through my phone one day and it's all like shirtless pictures of him.
Get out of that rock.
I don't know where he would go. He would just take his shirt off and he's one of the hairiest people I've ever seen.
Wouldn't you, if you found someone's phone, wouldn't you be their future self? Would you be their...
Oh, I do love to do that.
You would
be
their future
self. If I could get into it, I would send him an email from them. It's like,
yes.
Hey, it's me. Buy Google stock. What year are you in?
People are like,
I do love doing that when I find things. All right, so if you found something epic or you lost something epic, maybe you lost it and found it. What's the phrase in Spanish?
Well, I said, ¿por qué no los dos?
There you go. 303-222-5423.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
Looking for people who lost something, found something, lost it, found it, lost it.
That, yeah.
If there's a dolphin involved for some reason.
Heck yeah.
Amy.
Yay.
Yay. Lost it. Found it. What happened?
Oh, my God. Okay, so my mother-in-law had an issue with her memory a little bit. She misplaced her wig.
Her wig?
And, yeah. So 3 months later when I'm unpacking her summer clothes for to exchange for winter clothes, there was her wig. Packed in on top of her summer clothing.
Was she just hairless for the whole season? Or did she have backup wigs?
She had some backups, but this was one of her faves, and so she went with a bad look for about 3 months.
Dang, until you found the...
You're the hero of a generation. Thank you for the call, Amy. Mallory.
Yay. So I have a friend and she lost her engagement ring in, well, she left it in Nebraska. She was going to have a UPS shipped to Arizona.
Okay.
Well, it said they lost the package or whatever. 9 months later, a UPS guy finds it underneath a shipping crate and just like puts it in the mail. And it just came to her in the mail randomly. And she was like, what the heck? She called and some guy just said he found like a few packages that accidentally dropped on the floor and went under
the shipping
crate.
Had she bought a new ring by that time though?
Yep, she did.
Yeah.
Which one's the more important ring?
I know,
that's
right?
Where it gets a little fuzzy. It's like, well, that's the one I got you, but this is one I picked out.
I think they had gotten the insurance, so it kind of helped, but it's still like, yeah, it was a lot.
Yes.
I like it.
That's funny.
Thank you, Mallory. Nicole.
Yay.
Lost it, found it. Found it, lost it. What happened?
I purchased a giraffe stuffed animal picture frame from the Walmart in Pueblo.
Okay.
And it was like a stuffy, but it had like a viewing window on it and you just slide a picture in there.
Oh, cute.
And when I got, it was really cute. It was even cuter when I got home and went to slide my picture in, and inside that little pocket was $300 cash.
What? Score.
This wasn't like at a thrift store. This was at a Walmart?
Yes. Yeah.
Why would there be $300 hidden in there unless somebody bought it, hid it, and then somebody returned it?
There it is.
Yeah, or it was just my lucky day. I was quite pleased.
So do you think people just walk around Walmart and shove $300 in there? Pajama-clad weirdos.
Buddy, we're heading to Walmart.
Going to Walmart. Giraffe picture frames for all my friends. Thank you, Nicole. That's impossible.
I know.
Emily.
Yes,
yeah. Lost it, found it. What happened?
I was lubing my 2-year-old boy up with Aquaphor, and I took my wedding ring off, and it had fallen off the dresser into a pair of short pockets, like jean shorts of these toddler kids. And I couldn't find the ring forever. For like 4 months went by, and my husband never knew that I had lost the ring because he didn't notice. And
wait, you played low. You went on the down low. You just pretended.
Yeah.
Just always kept your left hand under the table.
Gotta respect that.
I had like a fake diamond. At one point, trying to trick him, but he just didn't pay attention. You know how men pay attention to those things. And we 4 months later had a party over for a kid's birthday, and one of the kids had pooped their pants. So I was like, here, you can have these shorts. We never wear them. You can just keep them. The kid wore them home. The people washed the shorts. And I learned later that they were washing the shorts and stopped the dryer short. The ring came flying out of the dryer. And they were like, where did this ring come from? And I mean, you know, and we're...
Oh, then you had to be busted because they had to call and go, we're going to return the ring that you didn't lose.
Nice. So, needless to say, thank God we were like still friends with them, and I randomly shared the story how I have lost the ring.
Thank God for poopy pants.
And there's that.
And thank God for having that blowout. That kid has no blowout.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Renee.
Yay.
Lost and found. What happened?
We found, we were at dinner, and we found a gun in a holster.
Jeez.
Below the bar where a bunch of people had been sitting and drinking.
What?
So somebody just took their firearm off and hung it on like the purse hook?
I have no idea, but it was just laying there.
Hi.
Looks like drinks are free today.
That's right.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.